Everybody just raise their hands to heaven. Lebroska te de lebe maraboshka ta endech vana kondrebiaske te de lebe. Father, I pray that this morning that you'll open up your word and that your spirit will come down, the anointing will come down on every person. Let's give Jesus a big praise offering. Amen. Hallelujah. You guys can have your seats. Thank you very much. And please have patience on the band. I'm hard on them, and I'll be harder on them after this meeting. So, and they will come right. But they're doing great. It's our third service. Amen. So don't judge me, okay? It's our third service. And we're trying to give excellence in every area. And the band is doing great under the circumstances. So just take this for me. And then let's just see. Switch the lights as we discussed. There we go. That's better. So I want us to get into the Word of God. Before we do that, I forgot to speak about the prayer thing. Lloyd, just get that video ready, or Swear, or someone. Before we get into the notes, guys, I just want to share with you on your calendar and your yearly planner, you'll see the now our conference starts the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. Are you guys with me? So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The reason I didn't go to Wednesday is because of this event. Now, our oversight, Pastor Harold, and that's why I mustn't do the announcement because I go off on a tangent and I forget things. Pastor Harold, Pastor Mark is my spiritual father. Pastor Harold ordained us into ministry. He's our oversight. He's an apostle in this nation. If there's any man I want to be close in this nation, it's him. And they instituted, he was hearing from God, and they instituted a prayer event, especially before the Feast of Tabernacles, where they will be doing prayer at their church, a live stream prayer. Now you know, I was praying about this, and I was thinking, God, should we do it? Should we not do it? Should we do it? We're a young church. Does the people know how to pray? Can anybody pray for me in tongues? You can pray in tongues. Just pray with me right now. Pray. If you can't pray in tongues, that's fine. Just those who can pray, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Lebroska talabana marabara kede le bede baya. Lebroska de le bede bara biaske de le bede baya. Lebandiaske de le bede bara biaske de le bede bara ba. Lebroska de le bede bara ba. Lebendiaske talabana marakele de le bede bara bashke te de le bem. Labroska de le darabara kede de le bede bede bana ma. Lebroska de le darabara kede de le bede bede bana ma. Lebroska de darabara kede de le bede bara biaske te le bede ma. Lebrandiosko to ondek karabandiaske de le bede ma. Lebroske de darabarke de le bere marashke telebe lebandiosko lo dolo bondias katala barama le de lebe ende lebe yaske de lebe barabashke telebe de barama lebroske de darabarke de 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 bare de bere manama lebroske de darabarke de de bandioske de le bere barama lebroske de darabarke de le bere de le bere marabashke te lavaha kan le bere de bioske te le bere ma le be ande le de bere babrioske de le bere ba zere de le bere le bere babrioske de le bere barama Zere de le bere le bere Maria seke de le bere bana bana ban Zireriye nala dala bandele de le bere ban Le bruske de le dara barke de le bere de bere bana bana ban Le drabiyas katala andios korolo bondes katala ban Le bekke le beyandere ke de le bere ma bruske turu boyum Zere le bere babriyas ke de le bere le bere mara ban Zere de le bere mara bana ban Zere de le bere le bere babriyas Just pray, just pray, just pray with me, just pray, 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 pray Don't let your pray muscles get low. Don't let your prayer muscles get tired. Just pray in the Spirit, just for 1 minute. Labroske televala kele de lebe. Hambioska akiene kekene mambroske tele ede labaya. Lebe de lebe de mambroske de lebe de baya. Zekete ende lebe kayandolo doshe ketala baya. Lebroske de lebe de maramara marake de lebe de bene mambroske telebe. Le de lebe de maroshe ketele bede mariasa kede lebe de marama. Amen amundushka talabaya. Amen and amen. So, I just wanted to basically see who can pray in tongues. That's the only reason I did that. But it looks like most of you can pray in tongues. How many of you can pray in tongues? Just raise your hands to the Lord for me. Okay, so what we do, we're here to equip you. Many new people are here, they might not understand. That's fine. Come to Freedom Encounter. Freedom 1, Freedom 2. There you'll be explained how to do it. We will equip you. You'll be imported and you'll receive tongues on Freedom Encounter 1 this Saturday. You'll be delivered and baptized. And then and the second Saturday, we'll teach you another things, and that's it. That's it for new beginners, new believers, new visitors. So if you don't understand what we're doing right now, I know we have a lot of visitors. Don't get afraid. It's the Spirit of God. Amen. So so what are we going to do on the 14th? Now look, on your calendar it says 14th, 15th, 16th. It says live LFCC pray. Pastor Harold had a vision, and he was very intensive on us for the last few months in relation to this. And it's not a command, it's not a demand, but he's asking all the churches to pray with him over live feed. So they will be live feeding from Little Falls, and he will be leading the prayer there. And it's on the Friday evening, I believe it is 6 o'clock. And maybe somebody can just confirm with me with that on one of the posters, or go to Pastor Mark's Twitter. I think on the top of his screen there's that thing. Just confirm the time. It's 6 o'clock on the Friday, and it is the Saturday also 6 o'clock. Let me just check here. Yeah, just confirm that time. Say Friday 7, Saturday and Sunday 6. Okay, we'll just confirm those times. We'll get a note through to the people, because I see it's not on the calendar. So it's just going to be an hour to an hour and a half type prayer thing where the whole church gets together. Now, because we are a new church plant, it's something new. So I thought, okay, is this going to not destroy it, but is it going to affect our conference? Are you guys getting what I'm saying? The conference is starting that Sunday. So this is what I felt, that we're going to do prayer the Friday and the Saturday, and then the Sunday we are starting our conference. We might just log in with them for 15 minutes or half an hour on a Sunday night, and then we're going to be doing our conference. Sunday night we're going to have conference, Monday night we're going to have conference, Tuesday night we're going to have conference. But Friday and Saturday is for those who are hungry, for those who are desperate, for those who are praying and saying, I want to be a part to pray. Because apart from praying for the nation, what Pastor Harold is doing, and Pastor Harold is the top prayer person in this nation, the intercessor, and we're going to pray with him. So it'll be live on the screen. He's going to lead us into prayer, and then and then we will also be praying for the Encounter Conference and that Feast of Tabernacles, that the heavens open. By that time, I'll be 15 days on a water fast, and we're going to have a good time. Amen. So if you want to come, I don't care if there's two people here. They won't, because my team is commanded to be here, and otherwise they get castrated. So the rest come. Your champions, let your champions come. Let your cell members come. Even if you don't know how to pray, listen, come and sit in that environment. It'll build up your spiritual muscles. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I thank my God that I pray in an unknown tongue more than you all, that I pray in the tongues more than you all. Paul prayed in tongues more than anybody that he could even put in the Bible, knowing that nobody was going to pray in the Spirit more than him for eternity to come. So I pray in tongues. There was times when I would pray 6-7 hours every day. We would do water fast, 21-day water fast, me and my team. I would pray every day in my room, six hours tongues at least. We saw the glory of God. Listen, I would stand on a stage, we have videos like this, and there would be like 2,000 people, and the glory of God would come in and hit everybody of them. We couldn't even walk into, we would just walk into a restaurant, people would fall under the power of God, because there's a price to pay for the anointing. And I didn't do it. The last 6 months I retired, okay, and I'll get you into the sermon, you'll see that. And then I had to decide whether I want to do this, what God is asking me to do. So we're getting back into that. So I'm starting to fasting from this Monday, but that prayer thing is going to be powerful. It's going to be nice. And then when the conference hits, we're already going to be on a high in the Spirit, and we don't have to build up the conference. The presence of God is going to be in this place. The atmosphere is going to be changed. And then we hit and go into Feast of Tabernacles with a glorious time. Amen. Play the video clip for them. From next week, we'll ask who has visitors and so on. But otherwise, you can fill it in there, or if you have it with you, you can fill it in. And we'd like to just to know about you and what you think of the church. Anything should be changed. Is the font too small on the notes? If it is too small, we have a problem, then we need to do something else, okay? But I try to make this format because it looks intuitive. It looks innovative. It looks not intuitive. It looks innovative, and it looks nice. And so, but let's just help us. So Ephesians 1 verse 9 says this: having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Is anybody say with me, the mystery of his will? Today I'm going to speak about the mystery of God's will. The mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself. Listen to me. God has a perfect will for every person sitting in this place. Many people go into the imperfect will of God, the permissible will of God, and no wonder that things are going bad. Things are not going right. But there is a perfect will of God. Once we enter the perfect will, let me say it like this, then there is a mystery to God's perfect will. You will understand everything in concept right in context right now. When I decided to enter the perfect will of God, mysterious things began to take place that made no sense, but it was the perfect will of God. Let me explain. I wrote to you, I said last week we looked at the difference between the perfect will and the imperfect will of God, and we saw how people entered into the imperfect will of God. This week I want us to look at the mystery of God's will, or what I like to call the mysterious will of God. We'll also look at the importance of the knowledge of the will of God towards the end of this booklet. Next week, we will be the final part of this series, and I will explain how to enter the perfect will of God, how to be guided, and how to know that you are making the right decisions. That's next week. Listen here. Last week, we explained the difference between the perfect and the imperfect, and we focused on the imperfect. This week, I'm going to show you the mysterious will of God, the mystery of God's will, and the knowledge of His will. But next week is the most important one, where we will discuss, and I'll show you how to step into the perfect will of God, how to hear His voice, make the right decisions. A lot of people come to me and say, must I move to Durban or must I stay? Those type of things, okay? There is a way of us to know that, and people don't understand it, so I'll be sharing that next week. So to say the least, by the second paragraph, I said the perfect will of God is always mysterious. In basic English, it makes no sense. Following the will of God can make you look weird and even foolish. A mysterious thing has strange and often inexplicable features. It's not easily understood and it's often misunderstood. Most of the time, people misunderstand God and think that He is trying to pull them down or destroy them when He presents His will for their lives, because the mystery of His will takes place the very opposite way we propose it would take place. Let me just say this. I don't Google my notes, okay? You can go into Google and type in sermons and you can get thousands of sermons to preach for your whole next year. Okay, I have certain resources and sources that I glean from, and I take from them people that are experts in the areas, and then I put notes together. So, and then I put on my own stuff in as well. So, in today's part of the series, I want us to look at the many different occasions when the will of God has been mysterious to man. When we understand that the will of God is mysterious, we will not be afraid or not reject it. So, let's look at some examples. I want you to show you examples of what is the mystery of God's will. There are people that are sitting here that's not in God's perfect will. There are people that are sitting that isn't God's perfect will. But those who are not in God's perfect will, last week I showed you the difference. Next week you will know how to get into His perfect will. But when you get into His perfect will, there's a mystery that is taking place. There's certain things. The first mystery is this. The mystery of God's will is that forsaking earthly security on God's instruction can give us security. Okay, I'm going to say again, the mystery that forsaking earthly security on God's instruction can give us security. I remember when I got saved, God told me to leave my family and my hometown, to leave my family and homeland and go. The first verse God said to me is, those who leave mother and father, child, will receive houses and lands in this lifetime and 100-fold. And then I went to Abram and God said to Abram, leave your hometown and go where I will tell you. Those are the first verses God told me, and I had to leave my hometown according to the perfect will of God. My family said I was crazy. My family said I'd make a mistake. My church said I'm out of the will of God and I'll be cursed. Many curses, churches say that. Listen, if you come to me, you say you feel led to go join another church, I'll bless you. Are you guys with me? These churches that curse is not of God. I've been in the ministry for too long. I'm an itinerant minister. I'm not insecure. So I'm not an insecure pastor trying to keep people and, you know, whatever. God is my provider. So I'm here to disciple those who say they want to be a part of this vision. So I remember when I got saved, I wrote there, God told me to leave my family, my hometown, and go to a place where He will send me. His promise was that I will receive houses and properties in this lifetime for doing this. This didn't make sense to my family, but it was the mystery of His will. I had to be obedient. I remember when God called my wife and I to become traveling itinerant ministers, it was a few years ago, giving up a salary, moving into only one bedroom to live in someone's house with no income, only 30K of expenses, but it was the mystery of God's will. Anybody say with me, the mystery of God's will. Doors begin to open and we have never looked back since. In fact, I got double than what I had when I was obedient to God. I got double. So it certainly was strange to many around me and even my wife when I said to her in January this year, let's give our car to a certain friend who needs it. I haven't even paid off the car yet. I had to take out of my savings to pay that car off, but God said I must do it. Then on top of that, God said, empty your savings and your investments and give it all away, everything. Not to a poor person, to a rich person. For goodness sake, the man doesn't need it. Are you guys with me? Okay, listen here. Give your money to somebody that doesn't need it. Amen. That made no sense to people. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, yes, give to the poor. But in these institutions that give to the poor, okay? So don't give your money. Give to the poor. Institutions help the poor. But I have a principle. I sow into the anointing. So I bought this money to a man that's already a billionaire. Why? I want to be a billionaire. So, and I understand. Let me just freak some out. I'm going to get backlash on that. I haven't received any emails yet, which is quite a good sign. So the people must be comfortable here, okay? Is anybody offended? Not. Okay, you will hear things here that you will not hear anything else. For example, there were 10 virgins. 5 virgins had no secret oil. The other 5 virgins had secret oil, which speaks of the anointing, and they could go into heaven. The others did not have that secret oil. They were denied access, and they came to those who were wise. Say with me, wise. And they said, listen here, give us some of your oil. And the wise said to them, go to those who sell oil. Wit mense, ek moet julle oopmaak vir revelation. Okay. I need you to get revelation. Where's where? You saved. You're black. You saved. You here. Okay. Okay, where's your what? Just smile. I can't see you. It's too dark. Smile. You know, where's your wife? Is she here? Okay. So white people, learn to open up your spirits. I'm just teaching now, so I understand. When we preach, you jump and scream, I understand, that's fine. I'm just teaching now, but I just gave you a revelation there. Go to those who sell. I didn't say it, the Bible says it. Am I saying we can buy the anointing? No. Am I saying we can buy it? Yes. That confuses you right there. So you cannot say to me I'm right or wrong. But how do I buy it? Through honor. How do I buy the anointing? Through honor. I can steal impartation. I can steal the anointing. I can go to a man of God and I can tap into his anointing by honoring that anointing financially. When I do that, it gives me access in the realm of the Spirit to have what they have, to have what they worked for immediately. It's not buying it with money. I'm not speaking about buying a miracle with money. Are you guys with me? If give freely, give as you have freely received. But there's a principle. Listen, this the book of Isaiah says this cannot be bought with money, but there's a land with honey and milk. It cannot be bought with money, but how can it be bought with honor? So when I honor somebody, I might not have money, but I can honor them with my heart attitude. I can honor with them, not throwing an attitude, I will walk into this auditorium with my water. No, our rules are no drinks into the auditorium. Why? Because then we have to clean the stuff every week. Okay, bottles of water is fine. I said to the guys, we must say bottles of water is fine, but not cool drink and coffee. That's the rule. You don't like it, you know, that's the rule. Otherwise, we must pay like $1,000 to clean the carpets every week. So, you know, no. So that's not honor. Honor is I have an honorable, respective attitude because I want something that's on there. I said to somebody, I think I said last week, Sunday night, right now we are really, really, before God, I'm telling you, we are like moving like 1-2% of the anointing of our ministry right now because otherwise nobody will be here if I open up the taps. Amen. But we will do it soon. So let me just get some good word in you. So when angels come in, you don't get freaked out. When the power of God comes in, you don't get freaked out. When nobody can get up from the floor, you don't get freaked out. Okay. And when you walk out of here on fire, you don't get freaked out. So some people are already like, yes, I don't think I need to be here. Like walking, you know. I saw that person. Okay, so heaven will come in, and I need a newer speaker or that thing. I don't like that thing, but it's I need like bass. There we go. It's a little bit better. Thanks, Toby. But I am only operating on 1-2%. I have been at places where I fasted 40 days, 21 days, water. Angels would walk into my place, the glory of God would walk in place. I would walk into a church that over 2,000 people, 400 demons are manifesting all over the place, throwing people around, going crazy. I'm just saying the glory of God is there. That the pastor runs, the associate pastor, the senior pastor is not there. The associate pastor runs out, phones the senior pastor saying, must I stop this? It's going crazy. Must I stop this? And I mean, it's just, I'm just standing there. It's just the glory of God all over. I call the senior pastor's wife up on the stage. I said, come walk here, come stand here. As she walks in, it's like wind blowing her, and she was slain and crying for 3 hours. After that, you know, I've never had an encounter like that in life. For me, that's normal. Where I am now, it's not normal because I retired for 6 months, and you'll see why I retired for 6 months by the next point. But we're going to get back to there. This will be a place of power. We are a family church. We're going to focus on family before the end of the year. I want to have a family day. I'll share it in the next announcements next week or something. But I want us to have a family day, a poikie course competition, whatever you guys here in Pretoria do. I don't know. But we can do something nice with family. But a part, a braai. But apart from that, God said to me in a vision through an angel, said, this will be a church of the supernatural, quote unquote. Because I wanted to write family church, encounter family, it's just a place for family, but I didn't have peace. Yes, we're going to focus on family units are very important for us. But God said to me, no. He said to me, or we learn this will be a church of the supernatural. So I have to stick to that. So we will still open up the taps. When Pastor Harold prayed for me and sent me out, and Pastor Mark will still do it publicly. I just need to communicate with him. He's been away and stuff like that. He's only coming back now. I think he's back now from the States. So we'll either do it here in front of you or there. And then to establish me here. But Pastor Harold looked at me and this the man have fire. Whether you like him or not, whether you took offense or not, the man is of God, okay? And people have a lot of things to say about him, but they all go to him, running to him when they're in trouble or about to die, okay? And I remember he looked at me in the eyes and he said to me, he said some things about how he's liked me and he always, and I must keep on despite all the attacks. And then he said, Leon, just open up the taps in Centurion and let revival take place. So we're not starting it, okay? It's going to happen. And it's not going to be fake or plastic. It's going to be the presence, the power, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's going to come upon you. It's going to empower you. And it'll cause you to go into the purpose and the will of God for your life. That's why we're training up ministers to preach on a freedom encounter, because I can't be in three places at one time. You know, maybe soon, but I can't yet be in three places in one time. But that's why I'm raising up people, and who I impart to, they can do it. They can do it better than me, man. Martin was binding demons next door, and people in my office was hopping as maybe a demon left them. I don't know. Okay. So let that be a motivation factor for you to know that God can use me here. Amen. So let's go to yours. So I wrote there, I said, forsaking your country. Oh no, wait, where was I? I haven't been about my car. God said I must do it. Then on top of that, God said into your savings investments and give it away. Because in July, we will enter a new season of ministry. I told my whole team in January. I said, listen, you guys, I'm giving my car, I'm giving everything away. Because July, a new season is opening up. But I didn't know what it is. This was in January. I had no idea about the church. But July came and God sent an angel to tell me to plant the church. It is the mystery of his will. Amen. Forsaking your country and your family and launching out into the desert is not one of the ways to secure a great future. But that is what Abram did before he became internationally famous. The mystery of the will of God can be shown in how God gave a great name on earth with a lasting heritage in heaven when he walked out into insecurity and uncertainty of the will of God. When me and my wife left everything behind, listen, a wife needs security. Yet I take that security away from her. But I know the will of God. Amen. And there is results. So when I hear God, there'll be results. So Abram mysteriously acquired a great name for himself and got himself into heaven. In fact, he became a part of heaven. How did he do this? By simply being obedient, forsaking the security he had from his country and his family. Abram embraced the security of walking with God. Genesis 12 verse 1 to 2 there says, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get out of your country and from the kindred and the father's house unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great. Can you say with me, great? That's how greatness comes, is through obedience. Sometimes your family hates you and says, you cannot leave, you're out of the will of God. No. You must do something. You must do something obediently, ridiculously stupid, but and looks foolish. The power, the cross of Jesus Christ is foolishness to the world, but it is the power of God to those who are saved. So and thou shalt be a blessing. So the point number two, the mystery that doing nothing, listen to me this, this is the mystery of God's will, that sometimes God's will can be to do nothing on God's instruction can give greater results than doing something. This year from January, God told me personally, and I told my team, he told me not to preach out itinerantly anymore. Don't make any engagement, do nothing. Don't say, I had prior commitments that I kind of like attended to. And if Pastor Margaret asked me, that's about it. I did almost nothing. One or two when I felt there just before we came and planted this church. Otherwise, I did nothing. I just sat still, except my private commitments. Now, in itinerant ministry, this is my income. This is my reputation. This is our partners. The thing will just sink. And on top of it, I gave my card away. I gave all our savings and investments away. Say with me, the mystery of his will. God said to me, do nothing. I still had to do a few things here and there, like I wrote there due to prior commitments, but obeyed. I, despite God telling me in January to give all our security away, he then also told me to do nothing. I was thinking, how are we going to get money? My team is thinking I'm taking a holiday. But God was preparing me, and I had to retire because I had to change a lot of things. So I was thinking, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? But God's mysterious will was in action. The mystery of God's will can mean that you should stay put and do nothing. It is difficult to do nothing when you're full of life and energy. 1 Chronicles 17 verse 3 to 4, it says, and it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, to go and tell David my servant, thus saith the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in. The mysterious will of God is shown by David's obedience to not build the temple. By obeying God's instructions, he allowed his son Solomon to build the world's famous temple. It is amazing how great things you can accomplish by doing nothing when God says do nothing. Amen. Point number three, the mystery that losing, listen here, this is another mystery of God's will. When you're in God's perfect will, these things will take place. It'll make no sense to the world out there, but you just know that you know. Now, I'll tell you how to know next week. So the mystery that losing can lead to gaining. Matthew 6 verse 25 says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So many people are holding on to their lives. They're holding on to their luxury, their holidays, their this, their that. I mean, it is like you're saying, okay, we're going to have a prayer meeting, but I've got this. I need to go watch a movie with my wife, you know. And I always say to the people, listen here, the best marriage counseling you can get is seek the kingdom of God first. God says, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And one thing my people know is I don't abuse them in work or give them a lot of work. I give a lot of family time and so on, but there comes a time when our focus is the kingdom. God sorts out. When we take care of God's house, he takes care of your house. Amen? I promise you, this is God's house. This is an angel that told me to plant this church, the angel of the Lord that told me to plant this church, not a man. There, Pastor Mark didn't feel like he needs a church in Centurion. He wanted to plant a church here. He still said to me 3 months before, the angel already told me to plant a church here. Now, Pastor Mark comes to me and says, Leon, you know what? I think Centurion will be a great place for me to plant a church. I must plant a church there. I'm thinking the angel already told me to plant a church here. So how do I get this now through to him? So it's this is not a man thing. This is a God thing. Amen. Otherwise, he would have planted a church here. So the mystery that losing can lead to gaining. I read that scripture. It says, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Anyone who wants to gain something does everything he can to prevent himself from losing it. Anyone who wants to gain something does everything he can to prevent himself from losing it. Yet here comes Jesus declaring that losing your life is the way to gaining. This is upside down. Everything in the kingdom is upside down. Get on your knees. Those who get on their knees, those who are servant will be great. Are you guys with me? Everything is upside down. I always tell business people, I tell them, listen here, the worst thing you could have done is accept Jesus Christ. And they just look at me. Listen, I'm not your pastor. I'm prophetic. Are you guys with me? So I say things that will provoke you. I say things that are weird. Do you have my details there? Yeah. So you have things that are weird and so on. So I say to business people, I say, listen, the worst thing you can do is accept Jesus Christ. Why? Because in the world, you work hard to make money and you do certain things. You toil and you do. But in the kingdom, the Bible says, give and you shall be and you shall receive. It doesn't make sense to a businessman. It doesn't make sense to a businessman to get on his knees to pray in the beginning of the day and deals will come in. When the beginning, whether to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, meditate, do certain health rituals, do certain things, motivational type speaking, and then kind of like get into business. But in the kingdom of God, everything is upside down. That's why I say, confusing state, the worst thing as a businessman you could have done is accept Jesus Christ. Because now, you know, the way you used to do things, you can't do them no more. Everything is upside down is going to mess with your theology. So as I said, guys, just that I want you to get, I know many people come because they have a reputation of a ministry, has a reputation and so on, but in the mornings we teach. Are you guys getting me? Okay, I can't only preach. If I preach, I can go jump and scream and shout and hallelujah and swing from the chandeliers. But if I do that and cast out devils and pray and prophesy, like I said last week, I can go to every person here. God has given me that grace. I can tell you where you will be in the future or what your calling is. I can do that. I have that grace. But the thing is that in the morning, I have to make chance for good teaching to come to you. Give it 6 months to a year, and you'll see the difference in your life. Amen. I'll take a photo now of you all, and then I'll show you, and I'll take a photo another in 6 months to a year, and you'll see like, wow, I got light. Wow, look how different I look. It's the Word. Are you guys with me? Two little churches have a good foundation of the Word of God. We need the Word. So in the mornings I teach, give me that grace. In the holidays, I'm going to mess you around. Sometimes I'm going to preach in the mornings, teach in the evenings, just to show the people in the morning what they're missing out in the evenings. So that's why I am toned down and I might seem like I'm talking or so. It's to get teaching through to you. Amen? So the fourth part is this, that another mystery of God's will. We speak in about the mystery of God's will. The mystery of God's will is that being lost can lead to becoming first. Matthew 19 verse 30 says, but many that are first shall be lost, and the lost shall be first. Are you guys with me? You know, I remember, let me just read the story. You cannot get more mysterious than being lost will cause you to be first. That's very mysterious. It doesn't make sense. Listen, the will and the perfect will of God makes no sense at all. Amen. So I remember I was in a service with my wife and some friend in a massive service of thousands with great well-known men of God. We couldn't find seats close to the front. So I said to them all, I want to teach them something. I told them, let's go sit right at the back. They were highly disappointed, the guys that were with me. And it was a huge place because it was so far, we couldn't even see the stage. Then about 10 minutes later, a man walked past me and his name was also Angel. So maybe he was an angel. I don't know. He walked past me. Angelo, something like that, and he said to me, "Listen here, Dion, you can't be here. If he says if our guys know that you're here, we're gonna get into trouble. Our leadership know you're gonna. Please come." And he took us, and he walked us right to the front, put us in the seats in the front, and other people that I saw that were fighting for front seats were moved to the back. But I tried to show the principle of those who are lost will be first, and those who are first will be lost. Are you guys with me? It is the mysterious will of God, the mystery of God's will. Point number five, the mystery that not seeking wealth can make you acquire wealth. This is another mystery. The mystery of not seeking wealth can make you acquire wealth. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, I mentioned this, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Can everybody say with me, seek first the kingdom of God? A lot of times when we want clothes or money or something, we work hard for it. But God is saying, no, listen here. Just seek my kingdom first. Look after my house. God said to me, Leon, look after my house and I will look after your house. If you see where I live and so on, and I came from the streets, and this year I retired because of planning this church. I recount the cost of what God is doing. God says the season changed. God said to me, don't preach. It was the mystery of God's will. I retired this year and I had to change the way of many, how I thought things were happening and wasn't happening. And I had to deal. Listen here, when people come against you from death threats, when your closest brothers and sisters in Christ, your friends, don't like you anymore, send you messages saying that you're going to send you messages messages saying that you're going to that you are a magician or this or that, and you will no longer be on my pulpit, and you have no association with me. Or people say, listen here, you are the representation of the youth, Leon, and how when people now see you with this one person or that person, what image? Listen, I don't care. How many of you want to be stress-free? If you can raise your hands for me, I'm giving you the solution. Say every day, I don't care. I say it again, say, I don't care. For 3 years, I cared what people thought of me, and it almost killed me that I did not want to be in ministry. And I made a philosophy, God sent somebody to me that really helped me. And I just said, to my people, I don't care. I don't care if I'm getting rebuked on a Christian television from the thing while me and wife lie in bed to a man of God we looked up to. Do you know how that breaks your heart? But you know what? I seek first the kingdom of God. I know who has established me. I know who has called me. I know who has appointed me. I know that an angel came and spoke to me. Many churches start off good idea, business ideas. Listen here. An angel spoke to me to plant this church. This is the corporate will of God in this city. Because Centurion will have revival, and I see principalities and powers coming down. For you shall see your houses, those who are connected to me in their hearts, in this place, your houses will be blessed, your families will be blessed, your lives will be blessed, your business, your finances, spiritually you will be imparted to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, and you will walk in freedom and liberty. Come on, are you guys with me? And that is the will of God for you. So listen, the second part I want to get to is, if your shit goes down, you can switch it off. Just delete it immediately. So be filled with the knowledge of His will. Be filled with the knowledge of His will. That's the second part I want to get to. We spoke about the mystery of gospel. This will be quick. Colossians 1 verse 9 says, for the reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask you that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's what Paul is saying. He says, I pray that you'll be filled. Can anybody say with me, the knowledge of His will? I pray this day that you'll be filled through this series with the knowledge of His will. Many people are vagabonds. You from this church to that church to this church. Listen here. Pray this day that say, God, I want to know the knowledge of your will for my life. God, I want you to tap into the divine knowledge. He has a divine purpose plan for your life. He knows where you will be tomorrow. He knows what He has planned for you for next week. He knows He has a plan and a destiny and a purpose for you. So, it is crucial for us to find out the perfect will of God for all important areas of our lives. I want us to look below at a list of the keys areas where we need to know the will of God. Give me 5 minutes of this sermon. I might minister to one or two people. Be filled with the knowledge of His will concerning your calling. The first knowledge we need is concerning our calling. Are you guys with me? First and foremost, it is very important for us to know God's perfect will regarding our calling and purpose. For example, are you called an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, businessman, president, athlete, a farmer, or a doctor? When we miss this calling for our lives, we are not clear as to why we are called to be, and then confusion comes in and all this stuff. Next paragraph there says, our calling must be according to the will of God. We cannot be a teacher just because we like teaching. I cannot sing just because I like singing. I must determine, is this the will of God for my life? Especially when we start in a ministry, I write here, we may have a general kind of calling, okay? Just to put many at peace here. But as we mature and our ministry becomes more specific, we get older and it gets more and more dangerous to stray into areas of ministry that God has not called us to. The Apostle Paul constantly introduced himself as the apostle. He knew his calling. It is crucial for us to find the perfect will of God. That is where the scripture in Colossians teaches us that we are being filled with the knowledge of His will. Point number two there, be filled with the knowledge of His will concerning your trials and temptation. Just give me the phone, I just want to take my time. Be filled with the knowledge of His will concerning your trials and temptation. I apologize, I'll be finished in 5 to 10 minutes. Are you guys with me? I'm sorry. Okay. We need to minister to two people, so yeah. Be filled with the knowledge of His will concerning your trials and temptation. 1 Peter 4 verse 9 says, therefore let those also suffer. Say with me, suffer. according to the will of God that messes up your whole theology about peace, joy, happiness, freedom, and love. Okay, there's a suffering that is according to the will of God. That God is it's there that God will use for His glory. And I can take it throughout Scripture how the Apostle Paul suffered according to the will of God. He says, "Entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right." There's a suffering. We must determine the suffering we go through if it is God or not. So it is important for a believer. No sickness is of God, by the way. Okay, so it is. It can be for His glory, but then you'll get healed for His glory. God healed me of an autoimmune disease. I'll explain into details a few weeks later as we get the tests and so on. Autoimmune disease. My team will know. Angel came and stood in the service and I was healed. Went to bed. All of a sudden, everything was gone. That I battled for 10 years. They said to me, "Leon, you will die with the sickness and it'll most probably shorten your life." Okay, that is when I planted the church, because I entered the perfect will of God. It is called divine health, divine healing. A miracle is not God's will. Listen to me. A miracle is not God's plan. It is God's intervention to a fallen world. But divine health is God's plan for us as believers to walk into an area in life where we can walk in divine health. Now, I know we have a body that deteriorates and there's sickness, but it's not God's will. When we understand it is not His will, healing and health will come easier. Many people think God is doing this, God is allowing this, this must be God's will. No, it is not His will, and I'm not speaking of that when it comes to suffering. I'm speaking more of persecution. It is important for a believer to suffer only according to the will of God. There are many hard experiences that we go through in life, even to prepare us, especially when in ministry and living a godly life. Peter says, all who desire, can anybody say with me, all who desire to live godly will suffer persecution. That's only those who desire. Imagine those who live godly. So if you just have the desire to live godly, you're going to have persecution. Firstly, from your friends, then your family, then time. Come on, you guys with me. Then dream, we call them the dream killers. But if you just desire to live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. But now imagine those who do live godly. So you see, there are always two possible reasons for what we are experiencing. We may be in the will of God, suffering according to His will. That is predetermined. That is an honor. It's an honor to be persecuted for me. On the other hand, we may be suffering from the fruits of our own disobedience. It is important for us to seek the will of God about our different sufferings. There are most certainly difficult seasons I have gone through in my life. Sufferings from autoimmune disease to severe rejection from the body of Christ, persecution, even now in this week, and etc. And I'm not speaking of just Pete Pompey's around the corner. I'm speaking about people with 7, 8, 9, 10, or 6,000 people in their churches, okay? So, but I only care about those who have weight. Don't come and judge me about prophecy or miracles and you can't even slay somebody in the spirit. That's just for the mature. Don't backslide now, okay? This church will be a church of revelation, okay? People are prone to criticize the unknown, I understand. But these seasons were according to the will of God for His glory. And I don't hate those people. I don't have any bitterness or offense. I pray for them. I get on my knees and I pray for them. Me and my team, many times we have prayer meetings, we'll name them by name. And we say, we pray for this one. We pray for that one. We pray for them. Are you guys with me? King David says, though they've hurt me and betrayed me, I am in prayer. And he actually means I have become prayer for them. So I pray, I love them. I just know that, yeah, it's like Peter, like filled with the devil. Sincere, but sincerely wrong. So be filled with the knowledge of His will concerning your relationships, okay? But they first gave themselves to the will and the Lord to us. I need to read through this. We're almost finished. Next page, the last one. So the perfect will of God is important when you're committing your life to someone. Firstly, in marriage. If you do not marry in the will of God, it can spell disaster. One man of God once said, the greatest destroyer of destinies is two good people who married who never meant to be married. Many might ask questions regarding this, and this is a deep subject. The simplest thing to do is, if you're already married, who didn't know these principles, commit your marriage to God. It is still an institution of God, and God can make it His will, and He will take care of it. If you are not married, pray every day that God prepares your spouse and that you marry in the will of God, believing and trusting God that He will fulfill that. In another area, it is ministerial relationships. You may commit your life to someone who will train, mentor, and father you. It is important to commit yourself to another human being according to the will of God, following a man and submitting yourself to him.
submit your life to someone. I said that, so make sure it's following a man and submitting yourself to is not easier thing to do. It'll be filled with challenges and tests. If you do not believe that you're on the will of God, your journey of humility and mentorship will end in confusion, accusation, and destroyed relationships. I've seen it over and over, people who say, this one is my father, it's not, and they're really destroyed. Maintain relationships based on what you believe is the will of God. Point number four, be filled with the knowledge of His will concerning finishing your work on earth. Can everybody say with you, finishing your work on earth? That's the most important thing. John chapter number 4 verse 32 says, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. For every believer, the perfect will of God is to finish our work here on earth. The purpose of God gave us must be fulfilled and finished. Someone once said that the graveyard is the richest place on earth. It is filled with unentered promises, plans and purposes, with unreached talents and gifts. Dream big. It is for free. Amen. When we really study men of God and His generals who used to bring about great moves of God, we find that many of them short-lived after they finished their work. When they finished their lives, their lives ended shortly. We remain on this earth only because of unfinished work that has been assigned to us. Every day I pray that God will give me grace to finish this race strong, so that I may be like the Apostle Paul, who said, I finish my work, run the race, and I receive the prize. It is very important, even for a minister, to train the disciple and impart to others this vision, so that when I leave this earth, that they are well trained to carry on with this work. Point number 9, be filled with the knowledge, lost one, of His will concerning your personal ambitions. This is very important. John 6 verse 38 says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. The perfect will of God for every believer is not to do their own will, but to do the will of Him who sent them. Many times we have personal ambitions and desires, and they come into opposition to God's will. How many times did I have to lay down my own personal ambitions to say not, oh, how many times have I cried through the night? How many times my biggest dream did I have to lay it down? Before, you know, and then I would be in the most broken place, crying for nights through alone, and just with me and God, feeling like I'm losing everything, just about to enter into a promotion. And then many times I listen to the people around me. I wrote there on my team, those who are my disciple, and they'll always speak to me of their own will. I want to do this business. I want to do this. I want to do this job. I want to do one. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. Busy with this. Busy with this family thing. Da 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 da. The problem is the eye. Satan had five eyes in Isaiah 15 or 14, I was just really typing fast there, that brought him down and caused his fall. We need to get the I out of our vocabulary and say, I die to my own will, my own ambitions, and surrender to God's will for my life. This is the key to success in our Christian life, dying to our own will and surrendering to God's will. Can everybody say with me, surrendering to God's will? Can everybody just stand to their feet for me in this place? Just stand to your feet. Just raise your hands to the Lord for me, wherever you are at. Say with me these words. Say, Heavenly Father, I right now today, say with me, say right now today, I surrender my life to your will. I surrender everything I have. I die to my own ego. I die to my own life. Let your will be done in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I receive your perfect will. Just stand for me like this. I need to just prophesy over one or two people. Ushers, just help me. That lady with the blue there, just bring her here for me. I need to pray for her. Give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. Tonight will be a night of miracles and prophecy. But I believe God is going to do miracles tonight in this place, and just come for a time of His presence, His power, the gifts to be imparted to, and you're going to get a prophetic word. Remember, revelatory prophetic word. This is teaching. Tonight will be prophetic revelatory word.